word loth comes from the Greek apolumi, meaning put away in punishment, or if we wanted to translate it in one word, exiled. I am not sent but to the exiled sheep of the house of Israel. So he's saying, I don't believe that I have any relationship with you, and you don't have any with me. Verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet. Again, he's telling her, it is not right or fitting or proper to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. So he's calling her a dog. Okay, he's calling her a dog. Verse 27. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And that word master's is S apostrophe, not apostrophe S. So the word master is not a reference to Jesus Christ. It's a reference to us, the people of Israel.
Okay.
So from this passage, it's very clear to me that Yahshua has no intention of exterminating all Canaanites. Some of these Canaanites will be allowed to live in there wherever they were created. Let me just go back. And if you want to get your verses ready, I think you wanted to go to Matthew 25.
Yeah.
Okay. If you got it ready, because I wanted to go to Isaiah, and I want to prove that the concept I just elucidated is also in the Old Testament.
Can we take a question from the chat room at this point?
Sure.
There's a question in there on your view reconciling with Hebrews chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. I can read it here.
Yeah.
For he who has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works,
mm-hmm.
and again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience.
Mm-hmm. Well, that presumes that the expression, my rest, means the day of rest. I'm not convinced that that's true, and I would challenge Bill Fink to prove that to me. Okay.
Well, maybe we can save that one for,
sure.
Perhaps the inevitable time we're going to have you
yeah.
two guys on. And
But in addition, I would say, show me where it says, show me where it says, Bill, in Exodus 20, fourth commandment, where we are still in the day of rest. Show me that, Bill. Okay. Now, go ahead with, I'm still searching through Isaiah here. So if you want to go to Matthew chapter 25.
Well, actually, I'd like to read that passage from the Apocalypse of Baruch, or Second Baruch, first, because I think that's the kind of shed some light on Matthew chapter 25. Can I start there?
Sure.
Okay. This is the Apocalypse of Baruch, also known as Second Baruch. This is chapter 72. It says, and this was a vision that Baruch, the whole Apocalypse of Baruch is a series of visions that he was given. By the way, Baruch was a contemporary of Jeremiah. He was the scribe of Jeremiah.
Okay.
And was given tremendous visions, which have been recorded for us. And this is the interpretation of the angel sent to him to interpret these visions. He says here, hear now also regarding the bright lightning, which is to come at the consummation after these black waters. This is the word. After the signs have come, of which you were told before, when the nations become turbulent, and the time of my Messiah is come, he will summon all the nations, and some of them he will spare, and some of them he will slay. These things, therefore, will come upon the nations which are to be spared by him. Every nation which knows not Israel, and has not trodden down the seed of Jacob, shall indeed be spared. And this because some out of every nation will be subjected to thy people.
Okay.
But all those who have ruled over you or have known you shall be given up to the sword.
Okay. So
now,
he's talking about the judgment day?
Clearly.
Okay.
The context is instantly established at the beginning of that chapter, because he's talking about the consummation. He's talking about when the nations become turbulent and the time of my Messiah is come. And he's talking about when all the nations will be summoned for judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that could be nothing else but the end of this age.
Right.
I mean, what else could